Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Buenos tacos, Chris Collinsworth. Good morning. How are you?
I couldn't be better, Gio. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. Before we get to the serious stuff, when that commercial resurfaced a couple of months ago, whatever it was, I mean, were you laughing about it, or were you embarrassed by it, or something else?
I was all the above, you know. And what do you do? You just kind of sit there and you go, yeah. One time I was 22 years old, and if somebody paid me $500, I'd go to a shopping center, and I was there, you know. And so whatever. I wasn't making quarterback money. I had to hang out with Boomer just so I could get by.
Boomer, yeah.
You heard that there. You know, Chris, I was telling about the Jake Sweeney Chevrolet commercials we used to do. They were just as bad.
Yeah, the one you stole from me? Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. Now the truth comes out after all this. All right, so we got the Bengals. Did you do the Bengals at all this year?
No, I mean, what are the odds that we could be in the Super Bowl doing a team that we had not done all season long? I mean, it's impossible, right? I mean, you're going to flex into a game, you're going to do it. And we actually were going to flex into one. I can't remember who they were going to play, but it was, and then all they had to do was beat the Jets, right? And so we'd already started making plans, and we're already working on what we're going to do. And then, of course, they got beat by the Jets. So, in the middle of the year, they kind of lost about 4 out of 6 games in there. So there was a lot of momentum. Let's do them. They beat Pittsburgh twice. They beat Baltimore twice. And, you know, ultimately beat Kansas City twice. And so let's do the Bengals, and this is going to be great. And then it's just like literally every time we were going to do one of their games, the next week they lost. And it's just the way it went.
You know, I don't know about you, but, you know, when we get ready to do a Super Bowl at CBS, we all have our favorite matchups. And we'd all love to see, like, Patrick Mahomes versus Aaron Rodgers, that type of thing. But I think for whatever reason this year, the new blood, you know, the fact that Matthew Stafford's in L.A. and the fact that Joe Burrow has come out of nowhere and led this upstart Bengals team to the Super Bowl makes it a fresh Super Bowl, I feel like.
It does. And there's an unknown element to this football team. I mean, people haven't seen them in prime time. People haven't seen them in these big moments. And they're a cute story, and it was going to be, you know, in the first half of the game against Kansas City. Wasn't it a great run by the Bengals? They're down 21-3. You know, they have that play at the end of the half. And Eli Apple may have made the biggest tackle in the history of the Cincinnati franchise, right? I mean, it's entirely possible that tackle on Tyreek Hill could end up, if they go on to win the Super Bowl, being the biggest play in the history of Cincinnati's franchise. And it just, everything changed after that. Oh, by the way, your halftime was utterly brilliant.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Hard in my entire life. By the way, we do have a spot for you in our halftime if you'd like to come right outside the speakers and give us a full report. That would be great, too. But to see that team, though, come back in the second half and literally, you know, you go, big deal. So they didn't make it right before the end of the half, which I was, Boomer, I got to tell you, I was hearing Sam Weich's voice in my head. How many times did he tell you, hey, you don't get the look backside on a three-step drop, right?
Right.
You don't like throw it away. In that situation, 5 seconds, you don't like the slant, it goes right out of the back of the end zone, period. There's no second look. There's no anything there. So that was a really rough play. But, you know, they got the ball to start the second half, and you go, ah, no big deal. They're going to do what they always do. But they didn't. And then all of a sudden it went to 21-13. And you go, And then it was 21-21, and you could just feel the entire pressure moving to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Boomer and Geo with Chris Collinsworth. NFL on NBC. He'll be calling Super Bowl 56 for NBC. Of course, former Boomer Esiason teammate with the Cincinnati Bengals as well. And we've had a lot of Bengals excitement around here the last couple of weeks. Last week's news cycle in the NFL was dominated by the Brian Flores lawsuit. How do you think this week is going to play out as everybody descends upon L.A.?
Everything's a story. You know, it just is. And that one's going to be certainly front and center, I think. The commissioner got out in front of it a little bit by saying that what's been happening simply isn't good enough. You know, you try and put procedures in place that can make sure this doesn't happen, but it did, and it continues to happen. And so, yeah, do I think it's going to be part of the discussion this week?
Do you think it'll dominate the discussion, though, or do you think that these guys, meaning the players and the coaches, will have a somewhat normal Super Bowl week, or do you think this is just going to be dominating again?
You know, I think it a little bit depends on who does Houston hire, and it's really unfortunate. And Boomer, I know you do this a lot too, but I just go through so many people in preparing for these games, and you know how qualified these guys are. I mean, Eric Bieniemy, Leslie Frazier, Todd Bowles, Byron Leftwich, Raheem Morris, Lovie Smith even now getting some attention to come back. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating for them. It's frustrating for me as, you know, someone who just knows them. I can't imagine what it's like for their families. And it's tough. You know, it's really – and you can't explain it. You know, you want to try and go, well, maybe – there's no explanation. I mean, there's something amiss in the league, and maybe because they don't know them the way that I do. You know, they haven't had the personal interactions with some of these guys, and it's unfortunate.
Well, and that's what the Rooney Rule is supposed to do. But if you live the experience that Brian Flores just lived over the last 2 months, you can understand why he was upset and he put this lawsuit together, because listening to what the Miami Dolphins did to his reputation after they fired him would piss me off as just that standalone situation there. And then to believe that you had a sham interview with the Giants, maybe that's right, maybe that's wrong, maybe that's just through his eyes. As Raheem Morris said this week, he goes, look, man, I support Brian Flores, but this is not the experience that I have had in my interviewing process. But Brian Flores is a man of character. He's a good friend, and I wish him nothing but the best. And I stand behind him in what he is saying, and what he is saying in that lawsuit is pretty substantial. So that's why I do think it will be a story that you guys will end up having to deal with at some point, either in the pregame show or somewhere. You and Al will have to talk about it during the game, and hopefully the game will live up to the games that we've seen over the last couple weeks here, because the football has been amazing, has it not?
I mean, amazing. You just look at what happened. I mean, we did the Tampa and L.A. game. And for Tom Brady to do it again, I mean, coming back all the way from 27-3 and tie the game, and then all of a sudden, you know, Matthew Stafford goes the other way with two completions to Cooper Kupp, and they come after him with a blitz, and they get a bomb down the field. I mean, it's just been breathtaking football to the point where you hope the odds don't work against you in the Super Bowl at this point. But how many in a row of these things can we have? Because they've all just been incredible. I mean, they've just been incredible. But nothing quite as incredible as Boompah, though. How is Casper the other day? Give me a full report. Is that the first time that you actually got together?
Yeah, it's the first time because I've been working 38 days straight. And, you know, unfortunately, I had to make sure that I was COVID-free and everything else. And got a chance to see him over the weekend. It was awesome, Chris, as you can probably well imagine. So you know the story better than anybody. But, you know, here's the thing about this Super Bowl. If you ask me, Chris, can Matthew Stafford, is there a problem? Is he hurt, do you know? Does he have a back problem, an arm problem?
He had a back problem in the middle of the year. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that stands now. But I know what you're saying because there have been a few throws left short. And the one thing that we know about Matthew Stafford is that he has a phenomenal arm. Now, we all get older, you know, and I certainly at age 30 when I was finished with football did not run the same 40 time that I did when I came in the league. So you understand that. But, you know, we are just used to being able to seeing Matthew Stafford be able to put the ball anywhere. Now, maybe he just mistimed it and underthrew it and whatever that may have happened on that one. But I understand completely what you're saying.
Talking to Chris Collinsworth, a couple more minutes on Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Joe Burrow getting here so quickly, a lot of it has to do with talent. The other part of it has to do with his mentality. He is so confident, but not over cocky. He's quirky, but not to a fault. I mean, this guy, you want to say this, and hopefully it comes true, that this isn't the last time you see him in the game because he got here so quickly. What's the most impressive thing in your eyes about Joe Burrow?
I think what he did coming off the knee injury. I had him on a show during the off season, and I basically almost tried to talk him out of coming back this year. I mean, it was a major procedure on that knee. And so as part of the preparation of going through the, you know, getting ready for the Super Bowl, I just went back and watched all their games because we hadn't done one of their games. So I just watched them all. And when you put on the tape, you know, Boomer, you know, you kind of look behind the quarterback and you can see the rush and what he has to do to get away and all that. This guy has angels guarding him or something. I mean, there were times that there were people running at him completely unblocked or had him in the grasp. I mean, you saw it in Kansas City a couple of times as well there in key situations where you go, there is no way he's getting out of this one. There is no way. I mean, they've got him completely surrounded, and there's no way. And then he does. And that's really the essence of this game and this Super Bowl. You know, can they get these Hall of Fame guys blocked? And admittedly, you know, the issue with the offensive line for the Bengals this year, but, you know, Aaron Donald and Von Miller and Leonard Floyd, and I mean, you know, then you've got another Hall of Famer on the back end and Jalen Ramsey. I mean, this defense now with the addition of Von Miller and a healthy Von Miller with that ankle now, it's a nightmare. I mean, every time I put on the tape, I start going, you know, I watch the Bengals offense and I go, this might be the new Kansas City Chiefs. You know, this might be that unstoppable group of young people that are just going to blow the league away. And then you turn on the tape of that pass rush and you go, oh, my gosh, you know, how are they going to get that blocked? And so I think that's the essence of the game. Can those receivers work it down the field and try and take advantage? You know, they've got some banged up safeties on the back end. And can they get it down the field or is the rush just too much?
You know, the amazing thing is watching Max Crosby of the Raiders have his way with that offensive line. Then Jeffrey Simmons and Harold Landry of the Titans had their way with that offensive line. For the first half, Chris Jones and Melvin Ingram had their way with that offensive line. But for some way, somehow, they get the ball out of his hands quick. He manages the pocket. He runs a little bit. People forget that he was an All-State Ohio point guard. So he's a great athlete, Joe Burrow is. I just think that, you know, the matchup itself tells me, and I don't know, you're still with PFF. You own PFF, Pro Football Focus. What is the Pro Football Focus numbers when you compare the offensive line of the Bengals to the defensive line of the Rams?
Not good.
Right.
not good. But, you know, the flip side of that is, you know, what are they going to do with Ja'Marr Chase? Are they going to put Ramsey on him? That's not a huge man coverage team. Are they going to try and pull a Belichick or maybe they double Ramsey or double Chase with two other people and then maybe let Ramsey try and take out T. Higgins or what. So it's there's so much strategy here when you have three legitimate receiving threats the way the Bengals do. You know, how do you try to take that away? I just think from an X's and O's standpoint, this game is going to be so interesting. The Rams love that overload blitz, you know, where they're going to take Aaron Donald and two other pass rushers to one side and basically force your guard to try and block him one-on-one. The Bucs put a back in there, chipped a little bit on Donald, tried to help in that way. But they have some great schemes. Raheem Morris, the guy I mentioned as a possible head coaching candidate, has really put together some great rush schemes to get those isolations, you know, those one-on-one kind of opportunities. And then it's going to be up to Joe Burrow. Do the Angels continue to follow him and he finds ways to escape? We'll see.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. My prediction, 95% of the time he'll be on the defense's left. Over-under for you, this is a prop bet I think FanDuel has. The amount of times you go to the telestrator, 25 or over.
Oh, wow. That's an actual bet?
Yeah.
Wow. I'd say that's about right. They must be counting. That's about right. And it's interesting, though, because now the technology is so good that a lot of the old identification, right, where you just circle the guy just to go, oh, here's Aaron Donald. Now you don't have to do that because they can plug in the thing that has the guy's name on it and all that.
Oh, they make it so easy for you guys. It's unbelievable.
It is. It's gotten easier. But 25, you know, what's the maximum bet on that? We could make it.
Well, yes. It's been too much of that talk lately about fixing stuff, so let's just stay away from it.
Yes, okay.
Very good. Do you get completely drunk like Boomer does after the Super Bowl when he works it, or do you kind of keep it tame?
No, I do it before.
Okay, perfect. Chris Collinsworth, NFL on NBC, Super Bowl 56 on NBC. Of course, everybody will be watching it, and hopefully we have a great game.
Buenos tacos, amigos.
Buenos tacos.
Yes, I know. Well, we have fun at your expense. Have a great, great broadcast. We'll be watching, and thanks for calling in.
You got it, guys.
Talk. You're the man. See you,
all
bud.
Right. There he goes, Chris Collinsworth.
He's so much fun.
Yeah. Great dude.
So, you know, you forget, he was there in 81. He was the rookie of the year of the Bengals. He played in the 82 Super Bowl and then, of course, the 88 Super Bowl. And he's one of four or five players that played in both of those.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.